to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Children of the Whales from JC Staff, which is streaming on Netflix. And just so you know, this is not a story about the neglected children of parents who play mobile games. And thereby, since they spend so much money on their mobile games, they don't have time for their offspring.
Thanks for clarifying that, Al.
No problem. I'm on the not get people's hopes up, just to dash them. It's only about a fantasy world.
And a lot of this first episode is it's a very world-building episode. It's pretty information dense. Not that you need to sort of intake all of it, but it's a sea of sand. So instead of water, it's sand everywhere. We have this island that a group of magic and non-magic users live on, and they every once in a while encounter a drifting island, but they've never met any other living human beings at least in their current recorded history. And our main character is Chakuro, who is a recording secretary, and he is really dedicated to sort of writing what's happening on the island and is very interested in what happened in the past because they don't fully know that. So I feel like that's like, it's smart that he's the main character because it works narratively for him to sort of be talking about the island and how it works and everything, because that's sort of his job to know.
So I have a slightly different interpretation of stuff, because everything you say is how the show presents stuff. But so there's the people of magic, and they're called marked, and they have very short lifespans. They usually don't live past 30. And then the ruling class, the people who actually become like leaders, are the unmarked. They have no magical powers, but the main character just says they live a long time. One assumes they at least have a normal lifespan of around 80 plus, but it could be more. I just have the feeling that some of the unmarked may have more knowledge of what has come before and like how the ships work, and maybe have met other people, but the marked that we know have not lived long enough to remember the time, because they seem to be deliberately, from little scenes at the end, they seem to be deliberately keeping knowledge from the mark. But like you said, the information that you said is what we are told. That's my speculation.
And when they get to this drifting island, Chakuro runs into this girl who is still living, who also has magical powers like the marked, and she has swords with her. Don't worry, not a sequel and or prequel to Sword Guy, if you listened to our review of that. And she attacks him at first, and he defends himself, and she sort of passes out. And he convinces his group that is exploring the island to bring her back to their home, because no one else is there, and she seems like maybe she's malnourished, and that she's been there by herself for a while, so they bring her back, and that sort of upsets the balance, of course, of what is going on their own island.
And when they come back, there's a little bit of a rainstorm, and obviously since they're on this sea of sand, anytime there's rainfall, they have to collect rain, and it's like a big event, so they let, because it's such a one, almost like a religious experience, they let a bunch of the prisoners go free for the day. And apparently one of the main troublemaker on the island, one of the marked kids who like wants to escape the island, hears about a girl from another island. He makes a beeline over there.
I don't know if that kid actually has a plan or was just like,
oh no, he is definitely he is a young man, a rebel without a cause. He just knows, proof that there is life outside the island. I am going to interrogate this girl for all that she's worth back on her island, not in the island where I'm a prisoner. And yeah, it ends with that kid taking the girl, and our main character basically hijacks a boat, and they're making a beeline for her island.
And this series, I really liked the art style of the anime. It has a very storybook quality to it, especially the way that they render the backgrounds and any of the island itself, the buildings. They all look sort of like an illustrated book feel to them. And then within that, we have the character designs that are still pretty classic anime, but they have little details that hint at that storybook design. I really, really liked the way that this series looked.
The main appeal would be like it is a very mysterious world. There's a lot of mysteries from the audience, but there's also just a lot of mysteries to the characters. As the main character mentioned, and Kay mentioned that the main character mentioned, so much of their history is recorded. It's been lost.
Or supposedly. Yeah. Like you said, Al, maybe it's not actually.
Because, like, when the girl is there, she's like, are you basically agents from this country? And they refuse to answer until she tells them what country she's basically fighting for. And they're, like, out of a bit of a stalemate in the interrogation. That's when a rebel kid breaks in and, like, interrupts. So they obviously know about other countries, and they seem to also imply that there's, like, some major wars going on. So, yeah, I mean, obviously the elders know some things. So also, she seems to imply, like, she seems weirded out when she's like, when the main character's like, hey, you know, you're a magic user as well, so you must, like, die at 30. And she's like, what? Why would, like, she seems perplexed that, like, you're a magic user, why would you die at 30? So, And yeah, there were one or two other little, like, moments.
Yeah, and I felt this story has quite an adventure-y kind of a quality to it that I really miss seeing. Almost a Future Boy Conan sort of a feeling. I kind of get, like, a vibe. Not that it's the same story at all, but just sort of, like, that vibe.
Because, yeah, the main character did seem to imply that it would be a story of island hopping. Because he's like, I want to see all the other mud whales that are out there and the other floating islands. So, yeah, it did seem like, you know, they'll be kind of on the run from, you know, their home and maybe, you know, like, every episode will be them on a different island learning what kind of culture is there.
And then the grander conspiracy and if war plays a part. Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it had a lot of potential. It is based on a manga. Is the manga ongoing? I mean, that always gives you a little bit of pause. I'm not sure.
I will say, I never have a problem with this, but as you once again implied, there is a lot of narration and explanation. You know, this is a very alien world, so that might have been just for the first episode, you know, because there's a lot to take in. And even with all the secrets and everything, there is still a lot to explain about this. So it's a little hard to say if this was just, like, front-loading a lot of the basic ideas in the first episode and they'll tone that down, or if, you know, we're gonna get a lot of narration from our main character. I could see it going either way.
My inkling is that we will have a lot of narration because he's this character who records. Plus, I feel as though if they are going to be visiting other islands, that's all new, so it requires explanation. Yeah, I did feel, as I said at the beginning, this is a very world-building first episode. I thought it was very interesting and well done as a world-building, but it could also just be a world-build series that's really into the world. But I thought it had good characters, so, you know, I don't feel like it's neglecting them to just highlight this super cool imagination that the author has, you know.
I mean, I think at this point most of our listeners will know this is my kind of, like, I like that kind of show. I felt like it was worth mentioning because I know that does, like, some people are like, good day, sir! I will see you another time. What I mean is I will never see you again.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @nartakiRT, and @hisuiRT.